At various times, fishermen in Alaska towns have to move nets, crab pots, large skiffs, and other equipment on the roads. Some use trailers, others have flatbed trucks. Sometimes they're moving gear to their boats in the harbor, other times they're driving it to a yard for repairs, maintenance, or storage. Over the past several years, the State Department of Transportation has expanded its enforcement of the size, weight, and permitting restrictions for these types of activities, whether they're related to fishing or any other business. Dan Breeden is Director of Measurement Standards and Commercial Vehicle Enforcement for the DOT.
Nothing really prompted it. About 5 years ago, there was a national move to get away from weigh stations and get away from areas where you see truckers every day and industry every day, to outlying areas where you don't, and start educating and bringing people into compliance. So we've been doing this for 4 or 5 years now, and we pick a few communities a year to go out and visit to try and educate and bring into compliance, hopefully, without a lot of enforcement action under the regulations of which we're forced to or mandated to enforce statewide.
Breeden says the rules are not new, and they're based on federal safety regulations. He says the state has to enforce them in order to continue receiving federal highway improvement funds. Breeden emphasizes that the division is not trying to be heavy-handed.
I would ask that people contact us and discuss it before overreacting, just so we can talk them through it, show them that we're not trying to make their business more difficult or put them out of business. We're just trying to get into compliance with the laws.
Recently, the Enforcement Division visited Petersburg, where an officer gave some warnings to drivers and held a well-attended public meeting to inform fishermen and others about the rules.
First things first, thank goodness they're here in an education period, because there's not that many people in this town I've talked to who have actually heard of these rules and regulations before.
Julianne Curry is director of the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association, a commercial fishing group. She helped organize the meeting, and she credits the enforcement officer for the outreach effort. But she says many of the rules themselves are a serious problem for fishermen.
These rules and regulations are a huge impact to the fleet, and there's very many people in this town who are going to be impacted. It's a cumbersome process if you're over the regulations and you're over the requirements. So there's a lot of people in town who are going to be affected.
The effects are not limited to commercial fishermen. Strict enforcement could also impact charter operators, private boat owners, or anyone else hauling a boat or other load that exceeds size limitations. For instance, the regulations require anyone moving anything wider than 8.5 feet or taller than 15 feet to obtain a wide load permit. Even if you don't have a wide load, but you're doing something for your business, a combined weight rating of 10,000 pounds for truck and trailer makes you a commercial vehicle. According to Curry, a lot of fishermen with pickups, flatbeds, or trailers would easily fall into the 10,000-pound category. That triggers a variety of additional regulations. Those requirements include a medical certificate, vehicle inspections, DOT registration, and safety gear. If your vehicles are rated for over 26,000 pounds, you have to have a commercial driver's license. Curry says the fleet is already moving to comply, but they're hopeful state lawmakers will consider an exemption.
The thing that we need to do is make sure that we're in compliance right here and right now. And the guys are definitely actively trying to do so, getting online, getting the permits they need to get, and being reasonable when they're pulled over and they're given a warning about what's going on, showing up to these meetings and figuring out what we can do next. But as it turns out, there is an exemption on the federal level for the entire farming community throughout the United States. So we're hoping that possibly with some state legislation, we can obtain the same exemption for commercial and perhaps charter enterprises.
The recent meeting in Petersburg and one before it in Cordova triggered some strong reactions from local fishermen and others. Some contacted legislators like Representative John Harris, a Republican from Valdez, who's also running for governor next year. Harris has since announced plans to file a bill that would exempt fishermen operating close to their communities. It would be similar to a measure already in place at the national level for farmers.
Certainly, you don't want people hauling big, heavy equipment and other things like that without some sort of regulation or without some sort of a permit because they're so overweight, and they do that regularly, right? I mean, that's sort of the intent of the law here, is to protect our highways and other things. But, when you're hauling, something like this, which is a livelihood issue for people, especially people in small communities, like Petersburg or Cordova or other places, they don't have that many miles of road to begin with. And, you know, they're just trying to get these boats to a to like I said, to a shop or to their residence or whatever, so they can work on them over the winter.
Harris says the current regulations require paperwork and permits that are more traditionally used by standard commercial trucking firms and other businesses. He says he will be working with other legislators and the administration to pass a fishing exemption bill in the upcoming session. Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Director Breeden says the division is very willing to work with Harris or anyone else on the issue, but he thinks the state's latitude is limited because fishermen are not covered by the federal farm exemption.
We've looked at it pretty extensively to try and help the fishermen operate as freely as possible, and there was not a whole lot of ways for them to get out of a single regulation because they're not listed as part of it in any sense of way, shape, or form.
Breeden thinks a discussion of the exemption might need to be handled at the congressional level. The Parnell administration may also have some options, since the transportation commissioner is allowed to waive the provisions under certain conditions. According to state law, such a waiver has to meet the state's best interests. It cannot diminish a highway's usefulness, it can't compromise safety, and the traveling public cannot be inconvenienced. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.